Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD, and it's the holiday season. We're using this opportunity to re-release the very first episode of this podcast that Heaton and I recorded back in 2015. It's been over 3 years. Now, a lot of you have been following us for many years, but many of you probably never heard the very first episode we've ever recorded. And there are some great lessons in there for anyone who wants to start a podcast or any other project that requires ongoing content production, for that matter. Most people overthink and underact. You want to do the opposite. You know, you want to commit, take action, build a habit, create consistency. Now, your first attempt might be a little rough around the edges, but you're not aiming for perfection, you're just aiming for momentum. That's what we did, and that's how we've been able to, you know, create and record over 2 episodes every single week for over 3 years. And now, without further ado, here is the very first and original episode of the Startup Chat. Enjoy.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, let's go. So this is Stelly Efti, myself, and then Heaton Shaw. And what we're doing is we're trying to figure out if we want to do a podcast. And I think we already figured out we want to do a podcast together. But now we try to figure out what the hell and how exactly and what it should be.
Yeah, neither of us have done a podcast. And so this is the first podcast to talk about us doing a podcast and how we're going to figure out how to do a podcast.
So it's very meta of us. Yeah.
So Stelly, how are we going to do this?
Well, first, let's talk about why we want to do it.
I like that.
So I pitched the idea, so let me say why I think we want to do that. I've been a fan of Heaton's for a long time, and then a few months ago, we met at a first conference we were both on a panel at.
Yep.
And I instantly hated the guy. Like, I just knew with a passion.
Tell him the story, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So here's the story. I didn't even know I did that.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
So here's the story. So I'm sitting in the audience. It's SalesConf in San Francisco. Sitting in the audience. I arrived like 30 minutes before my panel. And I'm excited because I'm like, partially I was there to meet you. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to meet Heaton.
Me too.
It's going to be awesome. Fuck you.
I was going to meet myself.
All right. Yes. That's it. Okay. So I'm sitting in the audience and then Heaton shows up and sits right next to me, you know, waiting for our time to go on the panel. And I think, oh, that's perfect. And you know, when you like try to make eye contact, so I turn around and I look at you, like I look at him. And I'm trying to see, hey, can we shake hands, say hello, chit-chat before the panel? And Heaton is, like, totally ignoring me, looking at his phone, typing away really important text messages to write and tweets to read. Like, I don't know what he was doing. But you have to put a lot of effort to not see somebody that looks at you that sits right next to you, right? So he was just totally ignoring me. And I thought, my internal dialogue was like, all right, dude, if you don't wanna say hello, then, well, let's not say hello. We'll figure it out. So my first impression was that you're not that excited to chat to me.
So now you know how my wife feels when I'm at home.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay.
I didn't do it on purpose. So my side is I didn't do it on purpose. When I'm at a conference and in the audience, I know I could get more followers. And I'm basically, I love getting followers. So what I'll do is I'll like start tweeting quotes and put the hashtag from the conference. It'll get me more followers.
There you go. That
and
makes
so
sense.
That's what I was doing.
So you
I
were
was not trying to ignore
so,
you.
Oh, sorry. So while I was fucking around,
yeah,
trying to be liked, you yeah were doing work.
That's right. Basically, yes, I was trying okay to, you know, personal all branding, whatever.
All right. So yeah, so then here's what happens next, and we'll jump in the timeline to more recent times. But the next thing that happens is we go on stage, we sit down to the panel. First question, and Heaton is like, "Well, I know Stelly's going to say this and this about it." And I'm like, "What? First of all, I didn't know you know me or know any of my shit." And then second of all, I didn't expect you to come out of the bat going like giving me props. And he did something. He said, you made some joke about me and then I gave you shit back. And it was like, all right, instantly, I love this guy.
I made up for ignoring you, right?
Yes, you really did.
So quickly, my story is I've known about Stelly since he was in Y Combinator and was running a basically sales consulting company, helping startups with sales, venture-backed startups with sales. And we actually tried to hire him and he said no. But I blame my co-founder because it took him a year to go contact Stelly after I told him, hey, you should go talk to these guys because he's way more outgoing and will send the damn cold emails and I won't. So I apologize we didn't meet earlier. It's actually my fault. I probably knew you, probably not before you knew me, but around the same time. So anyway, so we hit it off. We like bullshitting with each other. And we went to a conference recently and we had a lot of good chemistry and even people in the audience liked it. We did a teardown on stage and people really liked it. So, and we've always wanted to do something together. Oh, there's my phone blowing up. It's like some tweet or something, right? So that's why we're doing this, because I think we have good chemistry and we hear that you need that when you do a podcast. So that you're entertaining.
Like, this is super selfish. It's like, it's so fun. We should hang out more together. And then I think both of us subconsciously also realized we probably are not going to do that if there's not a good reason for it. So how can we make this a thing that we feel good about investing time in? Although, you know, to a big degree, we just want to bullshit and chat about business and life and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
Yep.
The other thing is that before we move on and try to figure out how we should do this is that I think besides having mad chemistry, is that we have very interesting complementary skill sets and experiences. So I'm like the sales guy in the startup world and SaaS world, and you're like the marketing guy. We've both been CEOs of businesses. We've both self-funded. I'm not going to say bootstrap because
we're going to
highlight this in the podcast a lot.
That'll be like a 20-minute rant. So we'll save that for some other time.
But Heaton doesn't like the term bootstrap. He wants all of us to adopt self-funded because it's more accurate.
So I thought we weren't going to get into it.
All right, sorry. So we've self-funded and we've VC-funded companies, and we have really interesting perspectives on both. So hopefully this is going to be super valuable to people. So now let's try to figure out how we're going to do this. So, first, let's talk about title. Right.
Yeah.
What should be the name of the podcast? This is branding. One-on-one. What should be the branding of the podcast? How should we call this thing?
So one way to do it is just use our names. So the Stelly and Heaton talk.
All right.
Right. Another way is make it all about sales and marketing.
Yeah.
But I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
Yep.
We really like talking about business and companies more than anything else.
Yep.
I think there's a few different options, either topical or way more personal branding oriented.
And even if even in sales and marketing, it could be like SaaS sales and marketing or SaaS, the SaaS podcast. So
yeah.
Something's more for, or the startup sales and marketing. So
then we can't talk about our kids.
That's true. And we really don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, this is coming together because we think we can both have a great voice together and really provide value to people. So if the reason why we come together is because of us, maybe we should focus the brand on that versus we didn't think we need to do a sales and marketing podcast. And then we thought, who could be the co-host
this? That's right.
That's not the genesis.
We just wanted to talk.
Yeah. So let's make it about us.
Okay, cool.
So we'll call it Heaton and Stelly, we're awesome podcast.
I think we're going to have to argue about whose name comes first because I want your name to come first.
We'll flip a coin. or we'll do something. We'll SEO this. What would be a higher ranking in the iTunes podcast?
Well, I'm more popular, so obviously me.
Yes, that's actually
But
a
I
very
want
good
your
point.
Name first.
All right, you sold me.
All right.
All right. All right. We'll see.
I have more Twitter followers.
You have more everything followers.
Yeah, I guess.
That's on all counts. This should be more about you because we're going to get
Heaton
a lot.
Show.
There you go.
Stelly's just
I'm just your personal assistant.
Yes, you got to tell the story.
All right, at this conference that we were a few days ago, I started introducing myself to people. So some people knew how I was, right? So I'm not totally unknown. But then a lot of times people would come to chat to the two of us because we're always together in the conference. We rock the conference together.
Right.
And people like wanted to know who I am and what I do. And I started introducing myself as your assistant, right? So I was like, I'm just Heaton's assistant. And most people would just totally buy that, right?
Yeah.
And then Heaton was like, stop doing that. And no, he's not. And then I see, we went for dinner with a bunch of really cool people. And the next day I gave a talk on the conference just before you gave a talk.
Yeah.
And then we see a tweet. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we see a tweet from one of the people that was at the dinner. And she basically said, oh, I thought he was your assistant for real. And And she just really believed it the whole dinner, and we didn't know that.
Yeah.
We thought we corrected that.
And this is one of those cases, once when I read the tweet, I was like, oh, it makes sense that she didn't really talk to me the entire night. She also never asked me what I do or my name is. I was like, that makes perfect sense. I can't believe she really believed that. But then again, it's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we could make this the Heaton and his personal assistant podcast or something. I'm down for whatever.
I think that's a joke name. I don't have a personal assistant. I manage my own calendar. Like, this just wouldn't work.
You just do everything yourself. All right. Well, that's probably a topic for another recording. So we have kind of ish the branding. Let's talk about, format and frequency. How long and how many times do we want to do this?
Yeah. I mean, generally, I like quality, and I think even with content and all that, and you and I align on that, that when you put something out, and this is content, basically, it's audio, but it's content, quality is most important, so I would say as often as we can keep the quality high. And then in terms of frequency, there's some studies out there that say like 22 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that, although I'm sure we could talk for a very long time, and you're probably the only salesperson that I would want to talk to all day, but yeah, so I think I would suggest like 20 minutes, because that's easy.
All right, let's do, I mean, 20 minutes is perfect. We could talk for days.
Yep.
But then again, you know, we have also businesses to run, families, kids, and we want people to listen.
Yep.
And not us just talk.
Right.
So let's do 20 minutes. I like that. And then frequency, I mean, I like more frequent podcasts because I think it's easier to build an audience. And also from a listener's perspective, it's easier to build habits around it or look forward to it.
It's like TV programming. You look forward to your favorite TV show. Yeah. This should be like their favorite podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this should be their favorite.
That's right.
We could, yeah. Your favorite podcast would be this.
Oh, I like that. That's not
a, I like the that. World's best podcast would be Ethan Stelly. So it needs to be somewhat frequent so that people can like look forward to Monday, Friday, whatever day to listen to the new or download the new episode. Yeah. But then again, it can't be too frequent. There's this podcast. I don't know the name of the dude that's running it, but it's like the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast.
Yeah.
And the brilliance of that podcast was that he liked a bunch of business podcasts, but they were not frequent enough. He wanted to listen to a new podcast every day on the way to work or something in his car. Yeah. So he came up with this idea of doing a daily podcast around interviewing entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
A very short, I think also just 20 or 30 minutes. And he created this format. He does the interviews exactly the same. Not just the intro and outro, just every, it's like four questions.
Nice.
Every fucking interview is the same, to the point where at some point it's hard to keep listening, but it's interesting because he has just, if you want to get a little doses of entrepreneurship, it's awesome. You can listen to one new entrepreneur every fucking day.
It seems even easy to get interviewers for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you these four questions. Just be ready.
Yeah. Just
and let's get on the phone or whatever.
And you listen to one of my previous podcasts and you know exactly what's going to happen.
So it's got a lot of good trends.
Yes.
A lot of good, the structure is
really
repeatable.
Good. Yeah. And he built this to a massive thing. It makes hundreds and hundreds of thousands in revenue.
Yeah.
He's like a single dude. And I think he's doing really well with it.
Huh. Cool.
I mean, not sure if we can ever turn this into daily because we do something else as well. He does the podcast.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But a weekly thing I think would be really good.
Sounds good.
All right, let's do weekly 20 minutes. It's the world's best podcast for Dennis Stelly.
Yep.
We already have a great brand. So what else do we have to figure out? I mean, logistic-wise, we're close enough, and I think it'd be cool for us to grab coffee and just sit down in a park or somewhere and record.
That's what we just did.
We had a coffee meeting, and then we just grab coffee, and when we decided, let's do the podcast, we're like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, and
go
let's talk
to
about
the office
on the podcast.
And talk about it on our podcast.
We're actually sitting on Stelly's office balcony.
Yes.
Because he works on an apartment, because that's what you do in Silicon Valley, right?
Very true. That's what we do. We just quality of life is much better when you do it that way.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, logistics, I'm going to be traveling through the entire May, so we could just do it through Skype.
Cool.
When we can, let's do it in person. We could do just us talking about a topic, but we could also just invite guests or do teardowns. Like website teardowns was fun. More fun than that.
Yes. We should definitely do some of those.
We should do like website teardowns or people pitching us and giving them like feedback on their pitch.
Yeah, I call it hate.
Yes. You know, but with love. Like
always with love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people hate with love.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
A lot of people that were like giving teardowns to. I was making sure that people knew that our intentions were pure and with loving.
They always are. Isn't that, I mean,
I think you can tell.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Nice little segue, but it's one of my favorite things about Paul Graham, PG, from YC, is that no no matter how harsh he is, yeah, or how critical, how much he destroys everything you ever believed in to rebuild something else, when he brainstorms with you, you just always sense that the dude is like, there's no ego, there's no harm. He just really cares about helping
you. He's not trying to hurt you.
Yes.
He's just trying to help you.
And he's not trying to help his own agenda or make himself feel great about his ideas or anything. So, which makes people much more open to really listening, right?
I don't know much about him. Never met him formally, and that's really great to know.
You would love him
because I think both you and I are aligned like that. It's like if we're gonna say something to you, it's because we love you and we want you to do your best. Period.
We want you to succeed.
Yes.
Like so. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit. It's another podcast topic.
That is
right?
another podcast Just topic.
The amount of bullshit feedback you get because people don't want to risk giving critical feedback because there's a lot more to harm than to gain from that, especially with people you don't know that well.
Oh man, this is a long podcast.
Oh yes,
that one is going to be
all right.
That one might be two or three.
Yes. Okay.
I think about this a lot.
Yes. Same here. I struggle with this every day.
Yes.
All right. So. We have the frequency, we have the name, we have the reason why. Do we need anything else? Like, everything else we can figure out, like, how to get distribution, how to promote this. We can figure this out on the fly.
Yeah. I'll just tweet it.
Yes, and then boom, we're
just,
number
just
one.
Say, just, no, say.
Just say the words, and then we're going to be number one. What else do we have to figure out? I mean, who is this for? Like, we know why the idea came to be, but who are the people we want to help?
I like that. I'm going to start really high level.
All right.
And I'm sure you'll have some thoughts. I just love helping people that want to get better themselves. And I know that might be too generic, right?
Yeah.
But again, that's why I started really high level.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in helping people that want to help themselves.
Yep. So I'm completely aligned with you and agree. I'm torn on this because I both want to just help anyone that wants or needs help. But I'm at the same time most excited with people that can be helped, that are willing to be helped, right? So there's people that are not emotionally at the point yet where they can take the help with it.
How do we figure that out?
I have no fucking idea.
How do we
idea.
Like talk to those people?
I don't know.
I'm on the same page. When I meet someone, I'm trying to figure
that out. You know what? Yeah. Okay, so here's an hypothesis.
Yeah.
If we make the advice that we give and the things we talk about, if we strip away any niceness and bullshit from it and we put it straight to the heart, I think people that are willing to move are going to be still around listening.
So do you want to spend the last 3 minutes coming up with a tagline?
Tagline for the podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like it's speaking to an audience. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Yeah, let's
do it.
On
the fly.
On the fly. It's really on the fly. This is more on the fly.
We kind of have a name.
Yeah.
What's the tagline?
The world's best podcast with Ethan and Stelly. All right. So what is the tagline? You're the branding expert. Give me something.
I don't know shit. Let's see. Tagline. So we want to help people who want to help themselves, but that are open to it.
And it's going to be business focused.
Yeah, it's business. All business.
This is business, right?
It's all around business. I think business is important.
Yeah.
I think it's actually interesting to use that word over startup or anything like that or even company.
Yeah.
I think this is business. Right? You try
to
do business.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
So business should be in it.
All right. We got
maybe.
That.
Maybe. Why is it the world's best podcast? I mean, we don't even know if that's the name, but we think it's a name.
Could be. Possibly. With all the thought.
Unless someone else already came up with that.
I don't think, even if they did, now this is the world's
and
best.
And that's the joke, right? I like it.
But
the world's best business podcast.
Oh,
shit.
We got it. We got it. This is it. We should stop this podcast.
Done.
Nothing better will be said after this. The world's best business podcast. I like that because now I say we're actually right. This is not just good branding, but this is the truth. This could be the truth.
So the world's best business podcast for people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Because this is not going to be about like just inspiration.
No.
This is not going to be about like, I don't know, what is so vanilla that everybody can listen to it and enjoy it and feel like they're doing something. Because that's like... We've all been in that phase where you listen to advice or you read advice because you feel like you're accomplishing something.
That's right.
But you're doing nothing with that advice. So this is about people that want to get shit done.
All right. In that vein, we got about a minute and a half left because I'm the timer.
All right.
Apparently.
He is.
I'm going to be
the timer.
On that get shit done thing, I think every week, and this is just an idea.
All
right. I need your verification on this. All right. Because I got about 30 minutes before we start, or 30 seconds before we start.
All right.
30 seconds, a tip from you. 30 seconds, a tip from me. Business tip.
That people can...
Anything. They can do right now between this podcast and the next one.
Okay, let's do it.
What do you think? Is that a good one? Because that's the other thing. They can always expect that. It's always at the end. So they have to listen the whole way through.
Oh, you're so good.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I mean, they can fast forward it, but like... We bullshit it good, so we got